October 4th, a fruit of the Spirit, peace. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32, verse 17. In the days when ice houses were common in most communities, the proprietor of one of them once lost his pocket watch among the cakes of ice. With a young assistant's help, the man moved the frozen masses from one side of the shed to the other, but he didn't find his treasured timepiece. Then he got a broom and swept through the sawdust, but still he did not locate the watch. Finally, the man told his helper to stand still. He had an idea. Getting down on his hands and knees, the iceman put his ear to the floor and listened. In a short while, the sound of the ticking watch led him to the spot where it lay. Sometimes people go to great lengths searching for the missing things in their lives, the elements they feel will make them happy. But struggle and straining doesn't bring them nearer their goal. Some, in desperation, bombard God with prayers, hoping He will bring their elusive wishes to fruition. But still, their dreams go unfulfilled. Some people become bitter and antagonistic. Others say, "God, I'm going to turn this over to You. You take it. When the time is right, maybe You'll grant my prayer." When the latter happens, a sudden peace invariably descends upon the person. They are covered with a strange calmness, and then something else often happens. God grants them their heart's desire. Like the iceman who found his watch when he resorted to thoughtful quiet, we often obtain the things for which we've been searching when we try to synchronize our plans with God's timetable. When we do, our tensions abate, our anxious minds become serene, and peace fills our souls. Send us Your peace, Lord, when our lives become troubled and tense.